Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 318 for April 15th, 2012. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And the music that you hear in the show is It's a Small World, and that fits right in with the theme of the show. And the artists are Philharmonic Wind Orchestra. And it's from the album Cinemagic 14, Disney's Magic World 3. Well, thank you for coming by and listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And the Home Base Travel Agent Show is an affiliate member of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, better known as NACTA. And NACTA recognized the show as a valuable resource for the travel trade community, and they made us an affiliate member earlier this year. Now, I want to welcome you if you're a first-time listener, and perhaps you came to listen through our NACTA affiliation, and we really appreciate that. And because of this, a little information is due for our new listeners, and the Home Base Travel Agent Show began in February of 2005 and is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, travel-related podcast. You know, I started the show to share my experiences as I started a home-based travel agent business. And then Laureen joined the show back in September of 2005, and she is the one that's instrumental in bringing to the show our wonderful guests. And she's out there and makes contacts, and she just networks and finds all these people, and what a great resource. So really want to appreciate Laureen, and we look forward to having her back here in the May show. Now today, Gary Ebels joins us from time to time, and he's joining us today, and he's going to talk about his passion, Disney. Now the goal of the show is to share information with you that will help your business and also help you learn about new travel-related products. The Home Base Travel Agent Show, now we're an independent show, and we have no intention to persuade you to sign up for anything or to purchase anything. And we provide you this show free because for the three of us, Gary, Laureen, and I, you know, travel's our passion and we love the travel business. And again, our goal is to provide you with valuable information about the travel trade. Now, once again, I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank you for subscribing if you're doing that over on iTunes. And it's easy to find us on iTunes. You just go to iTunes and go to the iTunes store and type in Travel Agent in the podcast section, and you should see us come up in the listings as the result of your search results, and you can subscribe to us from there. Now, we're a monthly show. We used to be weekly, but we're doing this month to month now. And at some point in time, we may go back to a weekly format. Now, you can find the show on the web at www.hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/HBTAS. The initials of Home Base Travel Agent Show. Facebook.com/HBTAS. Stop over and give us a like. Now, coming up in the show, we're going to be talking about Disney and what's new and happening at the Disney properties. Now, this is a great segment for you, whether you're a Disney travel agent or maybe you're just a Disney fan. And you want to check out the show notes at hometravelagent.net because all the links Gary talks about in this episode are listed in the show notes, so you don't have to pull over to the side of the road or stop what you're doing and write this down because you can go to the show notes and it'll all be there for you. And also, if you put your email address in the sign-up box on the right-hand side of the Home Base Travel Agent webpage, you will get the show notes in your email box every time a show is produced. And this is all for free, and we don't use your email address to bombard you with junk email. You know, and I hate that. Sign up for something and then I get 50 additional emails that I don't want, and we don't do that. Now, I want to let you know that we format the show to keep the length between 20 and 30 minutes so most people can listen to the whole show as they commute or maybe take their morning walk or exercise or whatever. In addition, we add music to the show's introduction, and typically we play the entire song at the end of the show. Now, this music is from independent artists who receive little or no airtime on the traditional radio. And we like the music because it adds variety to the show, and it also gives the independent artists some exposure. In fact, some listeners have told me that they've purchased the songs played on our show, and we really appreciate their support of these independent music producers. You know, after all, the show is independently produced as well. So please feel free to send any comments to me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, or you can go over to our Facebook page and post a comment, and we'd love it if you do. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/HBTAS. Now, once again, I want to let you know that we appreciate you as a listener, and we want to welcome you to our family. And, you know, if you have experiences you want to share on our show, we really welcome you to become a part of it. And all you have to do is send an email to me or Lorene and let us know what topic you're going to talk about, and we will schedule you for an appearance on the Home Based Travel Agent show. You know, we're really informal. We record the show, and if there's any bloopers or mess-ups, whatever, you know, it's all edited out, so you don't have to worry about being live and on the air, because this is all pre-recorded, and we can take care of any problems that we come across. And sometimes we have technical problems. A lot of times we have technical problems, and we end up editing those out. So we try to bring you a quality produced show, and I tell you, our listeners, if they're on the show, they really add to that, and I hope you send Lorene an email or me an email and let us know that you'd like to come on board. Lorene's email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued at mac.com. And now you can find all of our email addresses in the show notes as well. And we love to have, we love to have our listeners as guests on the show to share their experiences. And we've had a few listeners come on in shows. We haven't had any recently. And that's why I'm out here asking you, if you would like to come on the show, you're in the travel trade business, let us know. Now again, we would like to thank the National Association of Career Travel Agents for making the Home Based Travel Agent show an affiliate of their fine organization. And if you haven't done this yet, please consider joining NACTA. And you can find them at www.nacta.org. And again, NACTA is an organization that's there to support you in your travel business, just like the Home Based Travel Agent show. And that's why they like us, because we have the same basic mission, and we've become an affiliate member of them. So anyhow, before I get too tongue-tied, let's get on to our show. So here we go. Welcome to the Home Based Travel Agent show, co-hosted segment, and we're coming to you from a beautiful spring day here in Michigan. In fact, the two of us, the guy on the other end and I, are both from Michigan and probably about 40 miles apart. So that's unusual. Lorene is usually with us, and she is off on travels and adventures, and she's been on a couple of fam trips, and we'll have her back in May and maybe hear a little bit more about her experiences out there traveling in Alaska and Hawaii. But today we have Gary Ebels back with us, and it's always a pleasure to have Gary on board. And Gary's going to bring us an update on Disney. Gary, what's happening out there in the world of Disney World?
Well, I mean, it's you know, it still retains its the most magical place on Earth. So I keep going down there for research purposes, of course, and trying to find out whether it is or not. But there just seems to be a whole lot of things when you had approached me to stand in. And by the way, that's usually what happens here. I get my moments that I get to talk to Lorene, but it's usually when she's out and about. And so I considered this opportunity that I should probably tease her a little bit, because she's not here to defend her. But, you know, she's always teasing us about the fact that we live in Michigan, and sometimes when we all get together, it's snowing out and it's cold out, and she tells us what temperature it is there in sunny California. But then, you know, the martyr woman goes to Alaska, yeah. You know, and so like we're supposed to be sympathetic to her. But what happened after that, if I'm following her properly on Facebook, is she no more gets done in Alaska. And it just seems to me, I could be wrong, that she's been in Hawaii for about, you know, 2 months or something like that. And I'm going, okay, Lorraine, it's about time to come home. And going to Hawaii right after you've been in Alaska just kind of nullifies each other. That's like drinking a Diet Coke and eating a donut. They cancel each other out, don't they?
Well, you go
So.
from running with the reindeers to running with the surfers.
Exactly. But it looks like she had a good time, and it was her birthday out during that time, and it looks like it was just your birthday. So happy birthday to Lorraine and you
Yeah, thank
recently
you.
too, Barry. So anyways, but they're just when you had said something earlier, I said, it's interesting because it seems like the changes, the updates, the news for the Disney company and specifically the theme parks and so forth, goes in spurts. And this is one of those big spurts. And some of the things that I've actually mentioned as announcements on other shows, and some of them are actually happening in one fact, happening as we speak. So the other thing I have to kind of stay, I wrote down a couple of notes because I'll tell you, I can ramble off on different tangents here. I always come back to it, but if you let me go, I'll usually, you'd be recording and say, Gary, we've been recording 3 hours. We have to stop sometime here too. So, but I had also want to mention because of the shows since really the first of the year. Congratulations on your, is it NASTA? NASTA?
Oh yeah,
NAC?
NACTA, yeah.
NECTA. Okay. I mean, I couldn't quite. I had that earlier, but affiliation, that's pretty exciting too. And I guess see, and I get the opportunity if you're here brand new because you found out about this show via the affiliation there, welcome. And and the other thing that I want to make sure to have you understand is that there's no I want to say there's no professionalism here. Maybe that's true, but that's not what I say. Is that we're all kind of amateurs when it comes to doing this. In fact, very this could be a different when we're done with our thing. And as you put the show together, you might want to take a minute for the new people and tell them how this whole show came about.
Yeah,
You know, I
sure.
mean, there was actually a purpose that you started, and this has really been a work and a work in progress for especially you because you were the originator. And Lorraine came around, and I found you online, and so forth. But that it might be interesting as to what the purpose and how it started out, at least, and who we are and the backgrounds and stuff like that. But welcome if you're here as a result of that affiliation too. The other thing I do have to say is that I find that the shows as we go hit back historically take on to me a couple of different forms. One of them would be, there's because it's Lorraine's specialty, there's a lot of West Coast cruising and Alaska stuff, which is wonderful. It makes me want to go and do some of those types of things. There's the information that people come on and talk about their specialties and so forth, like me with Disney and so forth. And then there's also the guests that you have come on who have specific skills to help out listeners who are home-based travel agents and to build their brand. And I have to say that the last couple of guests that you've had, their names escape me right now, but if you go back and listen to every show since basically Christmas, there is just a wealth of information. Being a geek and a person who tends to study social media and so forth, great, great shows. There's shows that you're going to want to listen to and then go back and listen. This is my goal. I have to go back because I was in the car when I was listening to it and get my notebook out and write some of this stuff down because and how much do you charge for people to listen to your podcast, Barry?
Well, there's no gold membership or platinum membership. In fact, I guess we're all just, I don't know what kind of membership you'd call it, but we're free, and that's pretty
Exactly.
amazing nowadays.
Exactly. And that's the point. We're a sharing community. And I guess the last before we get into Disney would be is that there's nothing special about me. I just am kind of passionate about Disney. And ho I'm hoping that maybe one of you out there will pick up one thing that I have to share with you because I kind of consider myself just a reader and an aggregator. And I just tell you what's going on. And if you have one of those passions, or you have one of those things, I encourage you to hit the the button there and send Barry an email and get yourself scheduled to have a conversation. It's a wonderful experience to sit down and share these things with other people. And what's really special is when people actually reply or say something that that was they liked something that somebody said. And Barry said this many, many times, and I still remember once that I listened to a show and one of his guests brought up my name, and I'm going, "Oh my gosh, this guy listened to me." And it kind of blows you away when it happens. And so it's one of those kind of pay it forward. So if you got something to share, let Barry know. So
Yeah,
let's talk
great.
about Disney. Disney comes in a lot of different forms and so forth, and lots of stuff going on. And so I think what I'm going to break it down is talk about the parks just briefly and some of the things going on there, and then we'll move out to sea, and then just kind of wrap up a couple of thoughts I have about being a Disney travel agent too. So in the news, for the most part, starting at Walt Disney World, there's always and continues to be lots of construction, but a lot of this stuff is showing signs of life at this point. In the resort area, the new resort called the Art of Animation, and those of you that have been down to Disney in the last multiple years, and maybe went past or stayed at the Pop Century Resort, you always saw this these buildings across the lake over there that they had kind of painted green, and they kind of made them blend in. But I mean, it was kind of like it was like a construction site that started but never finished, and that's exactly what happened. And what happened with Disney is they realized the potential and the restrictions that their other rooms had for what they're calling suites, value suites. And so what they did is they resurrected this place called the Art of Animation, and they're theming it, and it's going to be not only a value resort, and if you know what that means, it means that the prices are going to be very competitive. And Disney, in fact, I was listening to some other podcast or reading some other thing recently, and they were talking about if you do a dollar analysis, Disney knows exactly where to price their things to be competitive with the local market around there. And typically, they with the benefits and the other things, the accommodations that you have, you can very often get there and stay on property for the same price, if not cheaper, especially in the value range. And value is their lowest end part there. But what they've got here is a Art of Animation is primarily family suites. Actually, what's going to happen here is it's going to open in phases over the balance of this year. So the first one would be the Finding Nemo, which would the section of the park there, and that opens May 31st, and so you can actually book your clients into there now. The Cars themed area opens June 18th, and then the Lion King area opens August 10th, and the Little Mermaid opens September 15th. And of course, like anything, and I'll talk more about this later, there are thousands of pictures out on the internet about the construction and what's going on, and including some of the artist rendering of those kinds of things too. So I'm pretty excited to do that. And the reason I am excited, besides the fact that it's kind of a new value resort, is the fact that those of you that have maybe worked with clients before know that Disney in the early days built their rooms to a certain standard, and the standard is fine. However, the maximum number of people that can be placed in lots and lots of the rooms available in Disney is five, and that's four adults and one child. Most resorts they're not allowed to have rollaway beds or anything like that, and these are all fire regulations and other state regulations that go along with it. And so what you may find very often is a very difficult time putting up or finding accommodations for a family that might have more than five members that want to go down without having them get multiple rooms and trying to work through the lockout type of things and so forth. And of course, that spurred a lot of construction around Disney, with some of the resorts and the timeshares and the suites and so forth. And I think that Disney's going to say, well, we would like to bring some of these people back onto property. And I think that's what they're going to be doing with the Art of Animation Resort over there. So anyways, if we travel north from the Art of Animation Resort and go to the Magic Kingdom, lots of just refurbishing going on, but there's lots of aerial photography going on, but they've closed down the old Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea or whatever that was, ride that I used to ride on years ago, and they finally are making something out of it, and that's where the, it's actually called the new Fantasyland expansion there. And that is opening in phases over the balance of this year. However, they do have a couple of rides. They've opened up the back train station back there. That's open. That's all happened. I'll tell you a story here. It was supposed to be open in February. And so then they kind of pushed it back a little bit. And they actually opened it up for kind of what they call a soft opening, which means we can't guarantee it. Everything might not work. And on March 12th. Well, I ironically, my spring break from teaching was the first week in March, and the day that I got on the airplane, myself, my daughter, and my son-in-law, and my two grandsons, the day we got on the airplane was March 12th. So I missed seeing it, but everything I've seen online and in YouTube videos, it looks fantastic, and the rest of it should be pretty neat. So it's going to be quite a place when it opens up there behind the castle in this new Fantasyland expansion. As far as the other resorts and so forth too, one of the things that I have to mention about Disney World that I'm really kind of connecting with is the fact that Disney is starting to do certain types of themes throughout the year. Probably the first one I participated in is I went down a few years around the first week of December. Well, when you go down technically right after Halloween, you find that they start getting their Christmas decorations out and things like that. And being a Michigan person, it's really tough to be down there and looking at Christmas when it's 80 degrees. But, you know, they do a nice job, and they have a lot of events or things to do. And, you know, the Osborne lights and the Christmas trees up, and it's just a wonderful time of the year to go, and there's lots of value times to go down. You can do it fairly inexpensively. A couple years ago, I ended up down there when the Food and Wine Festival was going on, which is typically October and early November, and that's exclusively at Epcot. And that's a pretty special thing too, just wandering around. I mean, it's the literal eat around the world through the World Showcase and so forth. But they come out with special booths and so forth, and you go around, you try small samples of different things, and it's just you can get way too full, and you can try different beers and wines that are paired with the food types of things, and so I'm kind of becoming a fan of that. And then when we were just down there, the Flower and Garden Festival was going on, and the topiaries and the other things in Epcot, beautiful, especially for, you know, seeing everything wake up again here in the spring. And of course, they do a wonderful job. And all of these things I'm talking about, I'm not going into great detail just for the sake of time. There are just, again, thousands of pictures and sources to, if you want to look at this stuff or share them with people or get yourself up to speed for your own information and so forth, too. And I'll share some of those in just a minute as we go through. And then the other things that I haven't participated, they have Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. So they have lots of Halloween parties. And then they have ticketed, what they call hard ticketed events in December for the Christmas area too, where you can go into the Magic Kingdom. So anyways, lots going on, lots of opportunities at Walt Disney World and so forth. Not a lot going out in Disneyland. Well, I take that back. There is a lot going on in Disneyland. It's kind of, again, coming in phases, and the Disney California Adventure Park is actually closed, but they're doing like a 5-year refurbishment, and one of the first things that's supposed to open up is something called Cars Land, and I don't really understand what that is, but from the sounds of it, it's something. It's a hybrid version of one of the cars ride over in Tomorrowland at Disney World, but the cars are going to be all on with Mater and geez, I don't know the names of these people. All my grandkids know who they are, so and they're pretty exciting. But some of the early things out there have been pretty exciting. So lots of big expansions going on there. But I have to full disclosure say I've never been to Disneyland yet. It's on my bucket list. From what I understand is that when they do refurbishments there, especially if they're big ones, it's pretty significant because there's just not that much space to do those refurbishments there too. So the other important thing to know is that as we, Barry and I are talking right now, the latest cruise ship, the Disney Fantasy, is on her maiden voyage this week. And it seems that every podcaster and blog writer and Disney fan that I follow online must be on that ship because there's been numerous posts on Twitter and Facebook and in the blogs that come through me and videos that go on and all the other things. And as usual, the ship looks fantastic. The itinerary looks fantastic where they go. Disney bought their own island down in the Caribbean down there called Castaway Cay, and or Key, I guess it is. And they make stops there and have lots of things to do. And so again, lots of pictures, lots of opportunities. And when I was just looking through some things, refreshing my memory, I noticed that one of the large travel sites and so forth rated Disney as the number one cruise line in the United States. So, number one, Lorraine, if you're listening to this, that's number one. Okay, so I just wonder if you've been on a Disney cruise yet. I know her. We've already talked about that, but I'm just teasing her just in case she listens to these. So. Anyways, so new ship there, lots of them, and but what it's going to do is allow Disney to move some of their other ships around, and so Lorraine is going to get one or two of them out in the West Coast there, and I think at least one of them is going to have for at least a part of the year an Alaska itinerary. So I would suspect that if there's a chance that Lorraine is going to spend some time on a Disney cruise, it might be Alaska or the West Coast there too. So those are pretty much the updates for the parks there too. So
I understand that Disney has stopped their cruising down into Mexico, down the west coast of Mexico, and they're talking about switching that over to Hawaii.
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that because of problems or demand or a
Well,
little bit of
that's
both?
the what I read was that the perception that people have of Mexico right now isn't very good, and the bookings for that particular itinerary wasn't that great. So now they're looking at switching it over to Hawaii. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense that they would do things like that. I still see a lot of people going to Mexico and so forth, and but I think that it's still one of those areas of concern for the crime and things like that that goes on down there too. So, and that would be one of the first things that Disney would do is maybe just tweak it a little bit too to do that. What I would kind of like to do. Have you been to Hawaii, Barry?
I haven't, no.
Okay, I haven't either. But I'm not sure how far out the trip would be to Hawaii. But I'd like to do a one-way cruise if you went out that way. You know, it's kind of like take the ship either out or back, and you know, fly out and hang around Hawaii for a while. The one thing that I hear people say when they go there is that the trip is so long, and you know, the flight and those kinds of things. And so if a true vacation would be kind of neat that you could hang out on a ship until you got there and overeat, of course,
Sure.
and then tour and go around Hawaii. So could do that too. So but the other thing that I have on my list to talk about, and I talk about this every time, but it seems to be it gets better and so forth. If you are a home-based travel agent and you have the credentials, which means that your host agency or you personally have a IATA number, you really should sign up for the Disney Travel Agent website. First off, they just did a major refresh on it, and so it looks a lot different and has some new interactive types of things, and they've since add some stuff. And once you sign up for it, you get the you get their emails. The Disney, they're called Disney Destinations. Let's see, what does it say? Travel news. And I seem to get one like every day, and it's good stuff. Just a couple of things that are brand new, like within the last few weeks or so forth. They now, well, let me back up just a little bit. Once you sign up for that, you can also go in there and sign up for something called their collateral store. And just about everybody has collateral and so forth. And of course, Disney does it as good, if not better, than everybody else there. And so they come out with more stuff there. And they have something now. I haven't tried it yet, but I should probably make one up and send it to Lorraine and Barry and see what how it looks on their end. They have something called an e-brochure. And they've labeled it e-brochure Express. They're customizable e-brochures, and you can customize them for Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and the Disney Cruise Lines, in case you have people that are interested or you will specialize in one of those areas, and it can have all of your contact information right on there. So it's kind of like they're doing the back end work of what you would normally have to do if you wanted to send out updates and promotions and other things like that too. So Disney also, another thing, even if you are not, there's no verification for it. Disney does have something called the Disney Travel Professionals Facebook page now, which will keep you up to date on those kinds of things. By the way, none of you have to pull over to the side of the road or stop doing whichever you're doing. I will make sure Barry's got all the links for the things that I've talked about here that he can put in the show notes. And if you're new here, make sure you sign up for those show notes. I'm sure Barry will remind you again by the end of the podcast here. But there's a Disney Travel Agents Professionals Facebook page. And of course, having listened to all the other podcasts this year, you all know the importance of having a Facebook and Twitter and presence out there too. So make sure you sign up for the Disney Travel Professionals Facebook page. So the Disney is also enhanced, specifically the most recent one, the Disneyland, but Disney has its own very professional travel industry education program. They're self-paced, self-learning. They don't take a lot of time. So if you got a 5 minutes here while you're waiting for somebody or whatever, you can go through these little segments and so forth. They have incentives, different types of incentives. Some of them, they're not that big a deal sometimes, but they're kind of neat and so forth. That when you reach certain levels in there, they send you a souvenir or something like that and have awards. But you can begin to specialize and take some of these things. Also, they're almost always now requiring, for instance, if you happen to be in Florida or probably on the West Coast, as time goes on, and the ship is in port, they have lots of opportunities for travel agents to tour those ships. But one of the contingencies or the prerequisites, if you will, is that you must have taken the whole education program for that specific thing, if that happens to be cruising, the Disney Cruise Line or whatever it might be. So the other thing that was always neat, in fact, when people would ask me and they were going to plan a Disney vacation, I put together a little handout, and I always had Disney books if the people were local and so forth, friends and so forth, just different books, including books that were even expired, Passporter and the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. I would just give them with that, but I'd usually have a letter in there that was customized to them, but it would give them some planning tips as to what they need to do. And one of the first things I always suggested that they do is that they go on to the Disney website and click in the upper right-hand corner, and I had the whole workflow there, and have Disney send them a free planning video. And they have videos for Disneyland, Walt Disney World, and the Disney Cruise Line. Well, Disney just recently, in one of the Disney Destinations Travel News things, says you can now order those yourself. And so you can get individual ones, or they can come in a pack of five. And so, again, being a member of the Disney website and having done some of these things, I click a button and place my order. And about a week later, I get this package there, and I have five Disney planning videos that now, when somebody asks about it, I can actually hand it to them, which is kind of a neat thing, and they can watch that video. It's there. If you're kind of a Disney fan and so forth, I always recommend that every year you get a planning video. First off, you see the how the park changes. Kids love to watch them when they run out of cartoons and things like that that they have too. So, the last thing that I wanted to cover, Barry, is the fact that I say a lot of good things about the Disney travel agent website, and it really is. I do have to say, and I guess I'm kind of a with my business background, which is my education and so forth, even though I don't actually teach in that area, I kind of have an aptitude for customer service. And so I actually studied Disney as part of my business program and not necessarily as a theme park and so forth, but that's what caused me to like it. And one of the things that Walt's motto was is that you take something, you do it good, and once you're doing it good, then you plus it. You make it better. And I have to say, having done a lot of different things, in fact, Barry, Lorraine, and I, we've done a couple of different things and shared them on the show and took some training from different places. And when you take other training, you take the Disney training, they just do it just a little bit better. They have this attention to detail and stuff like that. And I think that's pretty neat. It's highly recommended, but I also have to say that I think because of it, there's lots and lots and lots of fans of Disney, and I have to admit that I'm one of those also. Fans to the point that they write books, they produce videos, they specialize in things, they become home-based travel agents, and the amount of information for this destination that's available by just regular people is just astounding. I mean, like I said before, I've been watching all week all the videos that people are either broadcasting live or they're uploading when they get internet connection of what their day on the Disney Dream or their dinner at one of the restaurants or what the pool was or the castaway party or whatever they call that what do they call that thing when they leave the port they you know
The
whatever that
embark.
party is yeah the They, I think they have a way, they have some kind of big party. I think most cruise ships do when they go out. You know, they have a party and stuff like that. And, you know, these people are broadcasting from there and people are watching it and people are writing things about it and they're doing food reviews and all kinds of stuff. And I keep pretty good tabs on the rest of the industry, but I don't see a population doing that much stuff. And so the other thing I have to encourage people is if you get a client who wants this, or you go, well, I'd like to get involved and become a Disney specialist. Just understand, there's just lots and lots and lots of information out there. I have some of my favorite websites that I go to on my personal website, and you would be there, and I can give Barry a couple of them to get you started on it and show you some examples of what I mean by that. But lots of information out there, even if you've never been to Disney, that you could use to become an expert without actually having been there. But there's nothing better than going on a research trip. That's what we call it, isn't it, Barry? Research trip to your
Yeah, you bet.
destination. You know, I see Barry standing next to the helicopter, and I'm always reminded of his research trip in the Grand Canyon. So that's a whole different story Barry can tell you about. But that's what it's all about. So we can do that and share it with other people too. So Disney just happens to be my passion.
Well, very good, Gary. And I appreciate it. And a lot of great information about Disney, and you bring it to life for us here on the show, and that's even better because sometimes you just have to get an overview and see what's out there and some understanding, and just makes it all better, especially when you get a direction. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Great, my pleasure.
So, Gary, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, my email address is in your show notes, but if you don't happen to have those handy, my email address for this would be WDW Gary, that would be like Walt Disney World Gary, at gmail.com. My Facebook page is facebook.com/Gary.Ebels, and you can find me on Twitter at Geary 222, or more Disney fans, we're over at something called Solo at Disney, Solo at Disney. I don't always go alone, but I get to go quite a bit. So sometimes there's nobody to go with me, which is really tough.
I'm sure it's enjoyable anywhere you go.
Exactly. Exactly. So you want to share your information now, or are you going to finish that up when you close the show, Barry?
Well, get her out there right now. You can
Okay.
reach me at Barry, Barry, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com, Barry.Kantz. And the Home Base Travel Agent Show has a Facebook page, and go over there and give us a like. And that is at facebook.com/HBTA. And once again, Gary, thank you very much, and we look forward to having you back.
Great. Nice talking to you, Barry.